So I am still driving. We've got about an hour and a half left to go.
In 0.9 miles, take exit 57A on right towards I-95 south, then keep left.
How dare she interrupt this recording? Anyway, I wanted to give a shout out or a thank you to Rust from ClickBang Radio because, you know, I'm driving, I'm alone.
Take exit 57A on right towards I-95 south, then keep left.
So rude. Of course, I'll probably just be recording and miss the turn altogether like I'm about to do right now. Okay.
In 0.5 miles, God. Keep left on I-395, then keep left.
395. So yeah, Russ has been keeping me company here in the car. I've been catching up with a whole lot of his
shows. Keep left on I-395, then keep left.
395. Oh God, the sign says Richmond on it. Thank Christ. So yeah, Russ has been keeping me company here in this ride, and I've been listening to a lot of his shows. You know, why do I listen to Russ's show? You know, he may be a little bit crass for some people out there, but
keep left on I-395.
But I actually really rather enjoy his sense of humor and his personality. Not to mention the fact that I think he's kind of a brilliant guy. But wrapped up in a kind of a Howard Stern package, and I'm sure he would appreciate me saying that. He says some things at times that maybe make me cringe a little bit, but he also says things a lot of other times that I think are really quite brilliant. So anyway, that is kind of how I feel about Russ and what I've been listening to here in the car. As I heard Russ beat up on yet another guest, somebody called in and they said something and it made me angry, and I wanted to talk about it because I've heard this before from other people, from my friends. And the guy called up and he said, vaping looks ridiculous. Vaping looks ridiculous. And you know, I've heard this from my friends too, where they don't, you know, necessarily want to be seen using like an ego in public, an ego in public, because they feel it's maybe a little bit too big, and they're afraid what people might say. You know, I would imagine at one point in time when somebody held a little paper tube up to their mouth that was stuffed with leaves, dried leaves. And then they lit it on fire, and then it went out, and it continued to burn. And they sucked on this burning piece of paper stuffed with leaves, and you know, the end got hot, and you know, in came the smoke, and then they breathed that smoke out. I would imagine at one point in time that that looked kind of ridiculous. Yeah, I guess to the uneducated, you know, with some of us, you know, using the larger mods, the stranger mods, maybe a 134, it does look a little strange, but not ridiculous. I would just say that it looked different. It looked different. It looks different from the norm. And you know, we kind of live in a society where different from the norm is becoming more and more acceptable every day. So don't ever feel that way. Don't ever feel that, you know, what you're using, you know, you don't want to use it because it looks different. Actually be proud of that. And if anybody says, you know, what is that? That looks ridiculous. And say, well, this ridiculous looking thing is actually helping me to save my life because it's the only thing that worked to get me off of a traditional tobacco cigarette. And, you know, I would be very, very proud of that, rather than being embarrassed by it. So, that was a quick from the road chair. 7.5 hours, and I am now an hour and a half away. I'm getting a little bit loopy, not in a tired way, but loopy, like, I might start singing out loud pretty soon. And what makes it worse is that I'm driving by myself, and I have really nobody else to talk to other than you right now. So, that's what I'm doing. So I'm driving, and this asshole in front of me decides to flick their cigarette out the window, and it goes up in the air, and it hits my windshield, and sparks fly all over the place. And that made me mad, but it also made me laugh a little bit, thinking to myself, I'm really glad that I don't have to flick my Provari out the window, because that could be really deadly to the guy behind me. And that's all I have to say. Can you tell I'm bored? Can you tell I've about reached my limit for how far I want to drive without talking to anybody? Bye.